In Florida, rampant coastal development and widespread spraying for mosquitoes have pushed a butterfly called the Miami Blue to near extinction. Butterfly experts say there may be only 40 or 50 of the sky blue insects left. Despite petitions to the Bush administration, the federal government has declined to put the Miami Blue on the endangered species list. But an ad hoc coalition of state wildlife officials, butterfly enthusiasts, and scientists hopes to save the Miami Blue even without federal protection. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
You can't find the Miami Blue in Miami anymore. It's been a decade since anyone saw them even near Miami. In 1990, there was a small colony on Key Biscayne, but Hurricane Andrew in 92 wiped that colony out. After that, the few people interested in the Miami Blue assumed it was extinct. But then word began to filter out that some butterfly enthusiasts had spotted the Miami Blue here, on a tiny island called Bahia Honda Key, a protected state park in the Florida Keys.
There's a blue sitting in there. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, there he's getting it moving. So now we've got three blues right here.
On this day, a small band of butterfly enthusiasts and biologists are carefully scanning the little island's lush growth of knickerbean bushes, the butterfly's favorite habitat, for Miami blues. No one knows how this one last colony ended up in Bahia Honda. Some speculate they were blown here by Hurricane George, which swept through the Keys in 1998. But elated butterfly enthusiasts have rushed to the butterfly's aid. Graduate student Akers Pitt counts himself among the lucky ones who've actually seen the Miami Blue.
It was like a religious experience because it was the only one you've seen. You just stop doing everything except breathing, get as close as you can without spooking it, speak in a whisper as if you were going to frighten it away and stare at the thing as if it was a male or a female. Is it brand new or is it old? You know, just total focus of attention on this thing. It was this really nice kind of iridescent blue-green radiation, you know. It's like, wow, it's the grail.
Strong emotions for a creature that's barely the size of a nickel. But Jarrett Daniels, a biologist from the University of Florida, says it's become emblematic.
This is a very important butterfly. It has the name Miami Blue. It would be a good butterfly to rally around for butterfly conservation or conservation in general within Florida.
For some enthusiasts, like Alana Edwards of Palm Beach, the plight of the Miami Blue has been an eye-opener.
I was not an environmentalist. I never considered myself an environmentalist before looking at butterflies. But butterflies are so closely tied to their ecosystems, closely tied to the plants that they lay their eggs on and the plants that they get nectar from. And when you start thinking about the plants, you start thinking about the habitat and you start thinking of the bigger picture.
After the Miami Blues were rediscovered, Butterfly Association members petitioned the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to put the Miami Blue on the endangered species list. After months of delay, the feds, citing budget constraints and a huge backlog of other species waiting for consideration, rejected the request. So butterfly lovers then turned to the state.
They provided compelling evidence that there are only a few pairs in existence.
Kenneth Haddad is executive director of the Florida Wildlife Commission. In December, he issued an emergency state decree listing the butterfly as endangered. What that means, he says, is
you can't kill the butterfly
or destroy its habitat. Violators can be sentenced up to 5 years in jail. Jeff Glassberg, president of the North American Butterfly Association, says the state action is better news for the butterfly than getting on the federal endangered species list.
State listing offers an awful lot of protection, and the state people are willing to work with us, and so we're quite happy about that. And the actual U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is, I think, at this point kind of willing to work with us in terms of helping us with the butterfly without it being listed. And in some ways, that might be the best of all possible worlds.
Federal money, for example, is helping pay for the Miami Blue census that Jarrett Daniels and others are conducting. Meanwhile, state officials are exploring ways to capture butterfly eggs so that the Miami Blue can be bred in captivity. And next week, the 7-member Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission will decide whether to make the emergency protection decree permanent. It's expected they will. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.